The Climate Sheroes series of human impact stories gives you a sneak peek into the lives and work of amazing women who are leading the way in their community to combat global climate change. From artists to students to scientists, these women are addressing the root causes of climate change and inspiring others to take a stand along the way. Annie Willis is from the outskirts of New York City, the Rockaways, a neighborhood on the Atlantic Ocean. When this interview was recorded, she was a senior in high school and for the last 2 years had been a part of Global Kids, a New York City and DC-based nonprofit helping underserved youth achieve leadership in their communities and beyond. She wanted to talk about where she was from and what led her to become a climate activist.
So one of the things that inspires me daily to do what I do in my activist work is it's about 3 years ago that my house was destroyed by Hurricane Sandy in Far Rockaway. So I grew up in Far Rockaway all my life, all 16 years. And the beach was home for us. Like, I lived 3 blocks away from the beach. Like, I could see it from my room. Yeah, so sophomore year, Sandy happened. And I was actually there, so I seen the rising water. It was pitch black, and it was the scariest thing I ever seen in my life. I was taking swimming classes, and I thought I was gonna have to use my skills that day, but thank God I didn't have to. And we had to relocate because my house was deemed unlivable. So we had no lights, no hot water, no heat. We had nothing, nothing. And I could just remember my mom crying one night, and I come from a single family household, so I never seen my mom cry a day in her life. So seeing that, I was like, it's real. Like, we really have nowhere to go. And I remember one time, so it was about 2 weeks after Sandy, and I went to school, and I go to Long Island City High School, and that's 2 hours away from Far Rockaway. So my friends didn't know what I was going through, and I felt like my world was crashing down. If that makes sense. I couldn't focus on homework. Like, I had to focus on where we were going to stay. Where my family going to stay that night. And I went to Global Kids. So Global Kids was in my school. They have a room in my school. And I talked to a trainer named Claire. And we went to the staircase. And I cried for like 2 periods. And if you know me, I don't cry. But on that staircase, I broke down and I cried. Like, a baby. But then I joined Global Kids because I didn't want to be known as the girl that didn't have a home, the girl that was homeless, the girl that was living out her suitcase for like a year. I didn't want to be known as such. I wanted to be known as the girl. Yeah, she lost her house, but look, she's doing positive things from her story. She's trying to change the world. She's trying to inspire people to do better. So that's one of the reasons why I'm inspired, just to keep going.
Since Sandy, Annie has worked to develop countless campaigns addressing climate change and engaging youth in on-the-ground and political action with Global Kids. Having gone from the United Nations to New York City Hall to being commended for her work in a meeting with the United States First Lady, Michelle Obama. People inspire us every day with their words, their actions, and their stories. Human Impact Stories share your personal tales of innovation and impacts that matter. Together, we explore stories of social good and inspiration, as well as the people, places, and events that have moved you to take positive action in your world. Learn more about the Human Impacts Institute and this program at humanimpactstories.org.